Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is August 21st, 2023. I am Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com and with AwakeningPlus.com. Appreciate all of you here, whether you are an Awakening Plus member or a guest, you are equally welcome. You're also equally welcome if you're an Awakening Plus member getting this from the archive recording. Just in case you're curious, archive recordings, replays are available to members only. This live call is open to anybody. So this is called Divinely Directed, and this is when I've done surveys with the membership, this is one of their very most popular events, and this is where we kind of let our divine allies determine what each person experiences. Let me give a little more detail on what we do. After this little intro, I'm sitting in front of my shamanic mesa, and I'm going to call the directions in a language called Quechua. Then I'm going to call in a whole bunch of divine allies. They're from all kinds of different paths and traditions. They all have in common, though, that they're all beings of love and light, high vibration, and benevolent intent. Once I've called them all, then we'll create a sacred container. This will surround each and every one of us, whether we're live or on the recording, and keep us in safe, sacred space for our process. Then I'm going to lead everyone in the embodied awakening invocation. Many of you know this already, but if you don't, I'll guide you through it. It's where you invite your higher self to merge with your human self, just to the greatest extent that serves highest good. It's a really wonderful experience. And then once we've done all that preparatory work, then we'll say to our divine allies, okay, y'all take over. And they will then give each of us the experience that serves our highest good, which could include higher states of bliss or ecstasy or euphoria or awakening. It might also include more challenging experiences where some healing gets done. In no case will you get more than you can handle. It may be intense. It's not going to be too much. I've done this stuff for over 12 years. I've never had a single person ever report overwhelmed. I just don't think it can happen. And best of all, you can just be passive and everything's going to run itself. The way I operate is by delegating all this critical spiritual work to the divine beings, your higher self and the allies. The human self basically just relaxes and passively receives the benefit. So it's super easy to do. So that is what we're up to. Before we proceed any further, we've got 40 people on Zoom, and I want to acknowledge all you folks who were kind enough to show, and thank you for being here on the live call. Angela, Autumn, Brandy, Brian, Carmen, Kathy, Christine, Daniel, Diane, Faye, Greg, Holly, Jackie, James, Janet, Jeannie, Jeannie Lee, Ken, Laura, Marilyn, Mary, Michelle, Molly, Marcy, Nanda, Pat, Patricia, Paula, Pete, Phyllis, Richard, Roberta, Stephanie, Tina, and we've got some phone callers. I see five phone callers. So it looks like slightly more Awakening Plus members than guests, but plenty of guests as well. So each and every one of you, again, welcome. I do make a request when we do an Energetic Awakening Plus call, and that is to please give us your undivided attention. Please act as if you are right here in the physical room with me. That means you're not texting, you're not doing other stuff. I know it's a strange request in this day and age, but we do it for very specific reasons, because we've learned that everybody on the call is contributing to the energetic field. There are no spectators here, only participants. If you're on the call live or even on the recording, you are shaping the field of energy with the rest of us. That's why I ask you to give your full attention to it, just like you're in a sacred ceremony, which you are. And please do that. If something comes up while you're on the call and you cannot give undivided attention anymore, then ask the allies to ease you out, get off the call, and you can pop back in later when you can give your full attention if it's still going on. If you're an Awakening Plus member, of course, you can always hit it in the archive. But I do make that request. It makes for a much better experience for everybody. And I think that's really all the prep you need. So let me make sure everyone is, I've got all the tech set up. Okay. So everyone is muted for a while. So you will not be heard by anyone. Unmuting is actually not allowed right now, so you're safe. Whether you turn your video camera on is a matter of personal preference. When we get done toward the end, then we are going to open it up. After we formally close the container, then we'll open it up for Q&A. Then anybody can unmute or speak or whatever they want to do, type in the chat. So, and I see it's Holly's first time here. Welcome. And welcome to everyone who's here. All right. And this is also done eyes closed. So obviously, you can't do this if you're driving. So you can't do undivided attention if you're in a moving vehicle and driving. So let's assume that you're all present and able to give full attention to what we're doing. So I invite you, for starters, to take a breath. Now I invite you to please close your eyes. And please become aware of how your body feels, just the general sense of the body, not getting all descriptive or mental, just feeling what you're feeling. Just getting a sense of where you're at right now. Now, if you have awareness of your energy body, the part of you that's prana, chi, life force, that part, notice that. If you don't feel that, it's okay. Just feel what you can feel. And notice the state of your energy body. So you're noticing physical, general body feeling, energetic awareness, if you have that. Again, just getting the baseline, you'll have a basis of comparison for when we check in on this a little bit later. Ready. So now I'm going to invite you to just relax into passive awareness. I'm going to again call the directions of the mesa, the altar I'm in front of. I'm going to call in all these allies. It takes just less than 5 minutes. And if you feel energy moving while I do this, just feel what it's doing, just passively noticing. If you cannot feel energy moving, that's okay. In that case, put your attention on just feeling your breath come and go. Whatever it's doing automatically is fine. Don't control anything. Don't change anything. Just notice what's happening. So I'll ask you to be in either passive awareness of either energy or breath while I do my little setup here.
Mama Kia, Wirakocha, Inti, Kriti.
To prepare myself, I am that I am. I call on my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibration awareness. I ask that my ego and higher self blend as much as serves highest good. Thank you. Okay, for all of us, we call my partner spirit song's higher self. We call Amma the hugging saint. Again, all beings I'm calling are of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call ayahuasca, yahe, daime, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless us and protect this work. And my yawning is about energetic motion, not fatigue. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Kilauea, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Thank you. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. There's our container. Anyone who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, please feel free to do that now. We'll leave a moment for those to join us. Okay, thank you. Okay, take a moment to once again check how does your body feel, how does your energy body feel. Compare it right now to how it felt when we checked in a moment ago. Okay. So now I'm going to lead you in the embodied awakening invocation. I'm going to explain it step by step because we have new folks here. So once again, this is where you invite your higher self, the being of energy that created your human self. You're going to invite it to join you in your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Why would you do this? There are significant benefits to having your higher self merged with you, including you experience more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you have better intuition and you just know what to do more and more. And there's also this full body euphoria that comes with embodied awakening. There's lots more benefits too, but those are the ones that are easiest to describe. So metaphorically, we're going to think of your body like a car. Your ego is going to move from the driver's seat to the passenger seat, and your higher self is going to drive. But your ego is the boss here, and if it doesn't like your higher self's driving, just like that, your ego's back behind the wheel, your higher self has already stepped out with no fuss, and your ego's back in charge. So there's no risk, there's no danger. If for any reason you don't like this state of affairs, you're instantly back into ego control just like before. So it is safe to try. And that's basically what you need to know. I will emphasize once again, there is no danger of overwhelm. You're only going to get as much higher self merging as serves highest good. And it does not serve your highest good to get overwhelmed, and your higher self knows that. So again, safe to try. So once again, last time, feel your body, feel your energy body, just feel where you're at right now before we do the invocation. Okay, I invite you to repeat out loud in a moment. Let's do this out loud if you can. If not, you can just think it. So here we go. Speaking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. That's it. Let the words go. Relax. Now your job is to be completely passive. Your higher self is going to do everything for you if you just let it. So just be relaxed, be passive. Many of you are already feeling the energy coming in the top of your head and saturating your body, kind of like you're a sponge and it's water. The more passive you are, the better this works. So to be explicit, what does passive mean? That means ideally you're not doing any of the following. No effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. You're just passive. You're just letting the higher self come to you. At some point in this process, you might become distracted. At some point, you'll notice, oh, my attention is no longer on feeling energy, or if I don't have that, feeling my breath come and go on its own. And if you notice that you're not on the just passive feeling, just return to it very gently, very persistently. Just return attention to feeling whatever is going on with energy or breath. If there's other stuff in the field, other distractions, that's okay. Please don't try to fight or change any distractions. That'll just feed them energy and make them stronger. Let them be in the background if they want to be. It's okay. Just don't focus on them. Put your attention on feeling the energy if you can, or on passive breath awareness otherwise. And let everything else just be in the background if it wants to be. There's one final nuance that can improve the effectiveness of the embodied awakening invocation, and that is to learn how little effort it takes to feel energy or breath. I call this the minimum effort game. So let's start playing by dropping to no effort at all. Please right now drop to zero effort. Just chill. Just be. Whatever happens is fine. So here you are at zero effort. Remaining at zero effort, just notice, do I have awareness of energy or breath without even trying? Is it just there anyway? If that's true, if you can feel the divine energy or you can feel your breath without even trying to, then zero effort is enough. Stay at zero. If at zero you've lost awareness of energy or breath, that's fine. Now you want to add little bits of energy in until you just start to feel energy or breath. Add the least effort that gives you that awareness. The idea is to use the minimum effort needed to feel energy or breath, whether that is zero effort or just a little bit. Find that sweet spot of just barely enough efforts and then relax into that level. Again, whether that's zero or just a little bit. And just hang out there. Your higher self will merge with you as quickly as it can. It's always working at top speed, but is never going to go so fast that it overwhelms you. So when it's kind of coming in, you'll feel a sense of incoming energy, a sense of shifting energetic field. Once it has saturated, it'll feel more like equilibrium or stasis. The tank will be full, or as full as it can be right now. So once you feel like you've had as much of that incoming energy as is available and it's in equilibrium, just relax there. If you've gone fully into embodied awakening, the following will all be true. There will be no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It'll be peaceful, and all this will be effortless, totally self-maintaining. Again, if you're in embodied awakening, the four things are all true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and effortless. All that's going on, you're in embodied awakening. Now, is that the best possible embodied awakening? Never. There's always room for deeper, more wonderful embodied awakening. But you're getting as good as is available to you right now. So whether you're fully in embodied awakening or maybe have just moved a little bit in that direction, awakening is not an on-off switch, it's a dimmer switch. So any movement toward that is welcome. And you're welcome to continue this whole call, whether or not you get any embodied awakening, full or partial. We're just trying to set this up so you have the best possible experience of our divinely directed call. There's no way to fail. Just do the best you can, and that'll be perfect for right now. Your best effort gets the A plus and the gold star. Okay, based on what I'm feeling, I have empathic awareness of the overall sense of what the group's doing live and on the recording. Feels like we're all pretty much where we're going to be for the embodied awakening, at least for now. For starters, it'll probably get better as we move forward. So once again, feel your physical and energetic bodies. See if you feel different now having done the embodied awakening invocation. And passively allowed your higher self to come to you. Okay. So now we are primed and ready for the rest of the event. I'm now going to speak to our divine allies. Divine allies, we are so grateful that you are here with us, giving us the deepest experience of highest good that serves highest good. A lot of repetition there, but you get the idea. So allies, we ask that each person participating in this event, whether they are live or on the recording afterward, that they receive whatever serves their highest good in your own divinely directed way. Please give each person whatever awakening or healing or other spiritual experience will most serve them. If it is a awakening experience, give them only as much bliss or ecstasy as they can hold. If it's a challenging experience of healing, please only give them as much as they can tolerate. Intensity is fine, allies, but please don't go into overwhelm. We know you won't, but I have to verbalize that to make the humans here feel safe. So allies, please begin. Now, we humans have a single task. Now that the allies are working, we just relax and receive. This is very different than most other types of spiritual events you may have participated in. We go passive and we receive the blessing that the divine chooses to give us. Just relax and whatever's happening, just go with it. I will reassure you yet again, in my experience, having done this type of work for over a dozen years with thousands of people, no one has ever reported overwhelm. You are safe to open completely and fully. No filter, no reservation, no holding back, and just open fully to whatever the experience is. You're being constantly monitored by our divine allies, whether you're doing this live or via the recording afterward. And they are keenly monitoring and making sure you get only exactly what you need and not too much of anything. If you're going into ecstasy or bliss, enjoy it. Just relax and open into it. If you're getting a healing experience, then there may be challenge. You may be feeling uncomfortable things happening. In that case, please open to that just as fully as if it was ecstasy. The great thing about shamanic healing of this nature is that if you're willing to completely feel a challenge, that is the last time you will ever have to feel that challenge, because your full experience of it will heal it. You don't need to understand it. You just need to be willing to have the full feeling experience of it. Any understanding needed, they'll pop that in through a thought or image if that's necessary. You can also have a complete healing with no knowledge of what it was. So don't start wondering or pondering. Just be in the feeling experience of what's happening here. After we're all done, you can think to your mind's content. But for now, please focus on the somatic experience. If you're in a healing experience, I invite you to allow any of the following that spontaneously wants to happen. If your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you start crying, if you start making sounds, if you want to have more vigorous mood, if you're called to get up and stomp your feet or flail your arms or whatever, don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but please do let your body do what it naturally wants to do to release, as long as that won't freak out people who are in your environment. So whatever is safe and appropriate for wherever you're at, please allow that. I'm noticing right now a lot of energy draining out my hands and feet. Some people experience that as heat, some experience it as tingling or other sensation. The hands and feet are the common exit points of heavy energy that is being released in a process like this. If you happen to notice that, just let it drain. It goes right down into Mama Earth, and she is delighted to take that from you. For her, your heavy energy is like a chocolate snack. So feel free to bless her with whatever you're releasing and release it freely. I invite you to release all preference about whether your experience in any given moment is blissful or challenging. If it is challenging, that is just peeling away or flushing out some of the heavy stuff that has been blocking your deeper ecstasy. You can be sure the challenging experiences are just getting rid of the stuff that has been blocking your deeper bliss and awakening. So a short-term experience of challenge will pay off richly down the line in easier and more consistent access to more bliss and awakening. As the third Chinese patriarch of Zen famously said, the way is not difficult for those who have no preferences. And now my body is shaking pretty good. Many of us will be releasing only our own heavy energy. There are some who are more capable, able, and willing, and some of those may be processing heavy energy for others on this call. So what's coming through you might be yours. It might be from someone else. It might be from your family lineage. Who knows? Don't worry about it. If it's in your field, it's yours to process. And the allies, in fact, are processing it for you. So even if there's heavy, difficult energy in the field, there's nothing you need to do about it other than remain completely passive. I can guarantee you, these divine allies will process this for you more efficiently, quickly, and easily than you could hope to do for yourself through any effort of your own ego. So please relax. Give these allies a chance to help you. Your passivity gives them full access to assist you to the degree that you are trying to do anything yourself through effort, ego, willpower, or whatever. To that degree, you block the allies' ability to help you. You've made a free will choice to do it yourself, and they have to back off and do nothing or do less. So I strongly encourage you to relax, be passive. Please let these guys help you and receive the benefit of their incredible ability to support your healing and awakening. From this, I've given you most of the verbal framework here. I may now go into periods of silence. If the allies have me do any kind of music, I will do that. I will only do that if I get specific instruction on a particular song. So there may be silence. There might be a bit of musical support. I have no idea. I just act as guided here. So relax, move fully into your process. Once again, I do request your undivided attention. If you're going to be on this call, live or on the recording, please be fully present. If you get a significant distraction, please leave the call. You can come back on, you know, afterwards if you have full attention again, or if you're a member, you can catch it in the archive afterward. I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy flushing out my hands and feet. When I facilitate, my experience tends to be what most people are experiencing overall. Right now, there's a lot of heavy energy flushing away. So if you feel that, just let it go through. Let the allies do the healing for you. Just stay passive. Feel energy or feel breath. Energy if you can. Otherwise, fall back to breath awareness. So I just noticed a altered state shift. So a noticeable deepening into divine awareness. My body now feels more like energy than solid matter. So that suggests to me that most of the people on the call are having that experience now. Just relax into that or whatever you're experiencing. Very important, by the way, if your experience is different than what I am narrating, go with your experience. Please do not use effort to match my description. Go with your own experience. It is very common on these calls for people to get customized experiences from divine allies. In fact, when members go in and sometimes choose to do the same event repeatedly, they usually have a very different experience with that exact same event every time they do it. In our archive, the allies are always present in real time when you do an archive event, and you're different than the last time you did it, so the experience is always different too. Because the energy of these calls are held in the Akashic records, even people doing it later, no matter how much later they do it, are contributing to that energetic field of the event just as strongly as everyone who was on the live Zoom call. So we're all in this together, magically cooperating and collaborating beyond time and space. Yeah, the energy is deepening. Now my experience is more about just kind of more bliss and ecstasy. Still some heavy energy draining, but the dominant energy is more euphoria. So the allies are calling me to support our process by, I call this raising grandfather. Technically, it's to raise singa, which is basically tobacco tea made with powerful South American tobacco. And I'm going to be drinking this through a shell into my nose. I do this just about every day at my mesa, so this is a routine for me. So you'll hear me doing that. And this is, I'm doing this as a surrogate to support everybody here. I'm going to get the grandfather set up.
Grandfather, I honor you and I invite you into my heart. Grandfather, we honor you and we invite you into our heart.
May all heavy energy be cleared from this grandfather and may be brought to the highest vibration for highest good. The shaman belches. It's not rude. It's just energy movement. Yeah, I can feel the grandfather vibrating and tingling. It's at a good high vibration. So I'm going to raise on the left side first. The left side in this tradition is for clearing and releasing. In this tradition, tobacco is a powerful healing medicine. This is pure organic tobacco, and used in this way, it is very health-promoting. It took me a while to get my head around that at first, but there are shamans in South America, they only heal with tobacco. They're called tabacaros. So it actually can be used for good stuff. Grandfather, and I call the tobacco grandfather. It's considered a masculine plant spirit and is considered one of the master plants, one of the few plants that are held in very high sacred reverence in the shamanic traditions. Grandfather, so grateful to be working with you right now. I raise you as a surrogate for everyone on this call, live or on the recording. As I raise on the left, grandfather, I ask this to support the healing, the release of all that does not serve highest good in anyone who is on this call. May it serve their highest good. Thank you. I'm waiting. I'm feeling into the grandfather. I can feel the prayer going in. I will wait to feel the prayer really locked in there before I blow to seal the grandfather prayer. It's ready. So now I raise on the left. Thank you, grandfather. And y'all may feel this. And now I leave a little time for it to take effect. Raising it through the nose allows it to go right to the braid, maximum impact. So you might be feeling your own process intensified because I did this for you. So just relax into whatever your experience is as the grandfather spreads its energy for all of us. Release, release, release. Let go whatever wants to clear out right now. I can feel it kick it in. I And feel my altered state being amplified. Feeling an increased peacefulness, more relaxation, more calm. Okay. So now I'm going to balance that with rays on the right. We're calling in highest good energy. Grandfather, allies, please partner on this raise. Grandfather, as I raise on the right, I act as a surrogate for everyone on this call, live or on the recording. I ask that each one receive whatever energy serves their highest good as I raise on the right. May they be open and receptive to this blessing. Thank you. I wait and I feel the energy swirling in. I'll wait to feel it locked into the medicine. There it is. Relax and receive the surrogate energy to support the incoming energy that most supports you. So relax and let it come in on its own. And it's your passivity that will optimize your experience in this context. Lots of energy coming in. Just relax into it. Know that your allies and your higher self are making sure you get just exactly the type and amount of energy that will best serve you. Everyone's experience is customized here. Okay, I feel saturated with the energy and now it's working. So the allies are telling me now everyone's having very unique experiences. Some people are feeling more ecstasy or bliss, higher states. Some are getting healings of various strengths. Some are feeling both things at the same time. Whatever your experience is, open to it. Again, release preference about whether it's ecstatic or challenging at any given moment. It will change over time. Please allow the allies to give you what serves your highest good. You don't have to know this at the ego level. The allies always know what we need far better than our human selves do. Just relax and let them take care of business for you. Again, the only beings here are beings of love and light, high vibration, and benevolent intent. Let them help you. Stay passive. Again, it's worth repeating, the more passive you are, the more benefit you will receive. To the degree that you in any way try to control what's happening here, you will block the allies' ability to help you. Please relax and let them take care of everything for you. If you feel like you're not worthy of it, the worthiness criteria is to be a living human being. If you qualify for that, you are worthy. Yeah, it's quite the downpour, so relax. If it feels pretty intense, sometimes I use the following words to open more easily. I say, allies, please make me large enough to comfortably contain this. So if you're feeling like it's a bit intense, just say, please make me large enough to comfortably contain this. The largeness refers to the size of your energy body. I will reassure you yet again, no one ever gets overwhelmed by doing this. Your experience is being instant by instant tailored and customized by your higher self and our divine allies. You can let go and know that they are taking care of you. They're only giving you as much as will serve your highest good. And that will not include overwhelm. You are safe. Some of you are experiencing a deeper altered state than you've known before. I invite you to relax into that. Deeper awakenings are always a surprise. That is by definition. So if you're moving into a state you haven't experienced before, just relax and just let it be what it is. Don't try to understand it with your mind, because you cannot understand altered states. You can only experience them. Just be with the feeling. Be with the experience. Let your left brain rest. It can't go here. Awakened states are about being and blending and merging. It is not about mental understanding. If you're having an intense healing experience, just feel it completely. 100% no filter. You're only being given as much as you can do. And if you completely experience it, it will be the last time you ever have to feel this challenging energy. A trauma completely experienced is healed. If the trauma is more than you can do at one shot, your allies will only bring up as much as you can experience in any given round. You are safe to open fully to whatever you are feeling. Again, please release any preference about whether any moment's experience is blissful or challenging. The challenge fully experienced is what opens you to ever deepening states of awakening and bliss. Yeah, I'm getting some pretty strong bliss now. Relax into that if you're also feeling that. Again, have your experience. Do not attempt to use effort to match what I am describing. Be with your experience. For those who are awake enough, there is a group blending also happening. You'll already know if you're part of that. Enjoy that. If that's in your realm of experience, if not, don't worry about it. Once you get to a certain level of awakening, you'll get to have that delightful blending as well. Each deeper awakening has its own delights. A deeper bliss field just came over us. Just enjoy that if you're feeling it. And the allies are going to start easing us back into our bodies now if we've been elsewhere. And this is also the moment when we're going to share the goodness. Allies, please share this good medicine with all beings on earth who will benefit from it. Thank you. Please spread the goodness now. And our beautiful field that we've generated is now being spread to all beings on the planet who will benefit from it, because this is being fueled by the infinite supply from the divine. Far from our own experience being diminished, our experience is actually amplified. When we share highest good energy with others, we actually get more energy. We are rewarded for sharing. So you may notice as we share this energy with all beings on the planet, and this happens automatically, you may notice your own state feeling even nicer. And allies also expand and spread this good energy to all beings in the universe who will benefit from it. Thank you. And we'll leave a moment for that goodness to be shared. No problem for these divine beings, since again, they have access to infinite supply. And if you're sensitive, you may notice your bliss just went deeper because we're sharing more broadly. So take a moment and see how big your energy field is. Mine is huge. Tends to happen when you share with the universe to see how big your energy body feels. And now there's contraction, so We're going to focus down until our awareness is mostly in our physical bodies. However, all this amazing energy that we've been experiencing is going to be integrated into our human bodies to the greatest extent that serves highest good. You may very well come out of this experience more spiritually awake than you went in. I'd be really surprised if you don't. So it feels like most of us are in the body. However, if you can recall, when we started, I had you feel your physical awareness and your energy awareness. Check it now. See if it's different than when we started. Just the general kinesthetic awareness of the body and the energy body. Same body, but wow, for many of us, it feels so much more like energy. When you wake up more, you perceive all physical matter as energy, just vibrating a little slower than the other forms of energy. Take one last moment to feel how you feel. Alrighty. So I'm going to close the container. We went just about an hour, which is what our normal duration is. But feel free to hang around if you're on the live call. We're going to do Q&A and hang around if you're on the recording too for Q&A and comments. So let's go ahead and close the container.
Mama Kia, we're a co-chan in tea, queen tea.
Thank you, beautiful allies, for this lovely experience. Thanks for the bliss I feel right now. Thanks for supporting all these beautiful folks, allies. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. I ask that you stay with anyone who's been part of this call live or on the recording for as long as it serves our highest good, allies. Thank you. Beautiful divine allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? And that closes the formal container. If you are not a member of Awakening Plus and you enjoyed what we just did, we do so much more cool stuff in the membership. We have two public events every month, but you know, at least 10 other Awakening Plus member events. So much cool stuff we do beyond the public calls. So if you want to check that out, our three courses in the membership, all sorts of other cool stuff, including community support from like-minded folks. Check out awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. Alrighty. So I'm going to open it up for feedback. If you need to go, feel free to go. But I also invite you to hang out if you want to spend a few minutes hearing comments and ask a question if you got it. Anyone who's on the live call is now free to unmute themselves and speak if you want to. Just click that mic icon, or if you're on a phone, hit star 6. And if you prefer to type in the chat and you have that capability, feel free to do that too. The door is open. I welcome your questions and comments. Autumn says that really flew by but was amazing. Thank you, Autumn. Laura says, thank you, Benjamin. That experience with Grandfather Tobacco was very powerful. If we listen to the replay, do you think the healing/energy will continue or move on to other areas? Based on reports from members, it's different every time, Laura. So if you come back to do the replay, whatever you most need in terms of healing or awakening or spiritual experience will happen on that iteration of the call. Again, it's a container that gives you customized experiences every time you come back to it. I hope that answers your question. Laura says, yes, thank you. Good. Anybody else got a question or comment? Yini has typed, felt lots of her. Well, I'll just say what she wrote. Felt lots of her and energy, mostly low back area. The grandfather method felt it mostly in my heart area, like opening chakra. Thank you. Good. Molly says that was powerful. So amazing. I also enjoyed grandfather tobacco. Thank you for being you. That's all I can be. Jenny says heat. So what she meant to type was that she felt lots of heat and energy, mostly in her low back area. Thank you for clarifying that, Jeannie. Phyllis says, thank you very much, Benjamin. I felt as if my head and then my body was full of light. Well, that's because it was. And then Greg says, I became extremely exhausted and could not stay awake. Does this happen sometimes? I get that comment all the time, Greg. Sometimes when a healing is intense, it can be kind of tiring. And if you're not staying awake, often that means they're doing some healing that's a little bit stronger than what your ego can handle. They give you what I call spiritual amnesia. They kind of put you unconscious long enough to do the healing, then they wake you back up when they're done. I just did ayahuasca last weekend, and I had a long blackout where they must have been doing a whole lot of healing on me because I was just gone. And then they woke me back up when they were done there. That happens on these calls too. Tina says, thank you. I fell deeply asleep today, but I feel blissed out now. Probably the same thing happened for her. Brandy says, beautiful ceremony tonight. Thank you. Trying to keep up here. Greg says, thank you for the explanation. Laura says, how do you prepare the tobacco? I'll get to that in a minute. Christine says, thank you, Benjamin. Nice, peaceful energy, yet then legs cramped, interesting sensations of area and such intense muscle cramping. Yeah, all kinds of phenomena happen when you're in a healing process. I've had cramps too. You just go with it the best you can. Just, you know, feel any challenge, whether it's physical or emotional, be fully present with the process, and that tends to move along as quickly as it can. The cramping, I'm guessing, was necessary for whatever particular healing they were doing for you, Christine. I've had that too. I prepare the tobacco. Basically, I buy it from shamansmarket.com. It's a big old log called mapacho. And then I cut a little off and I boil it for about 15 minutes. And that makes the tobacco tea. And then I mix it with about 10% alcohol to preserve it. And most of it I keep in the freezer till I need it. And then I keep a little bit thawed and in my little dropper. And then I use that for my daily practice. So that's how I prepare the tobacco. If anyone wants more explicit directions on preparation, just let me know and I can send you a little recipe that I use. Any other questions or comments? And of course, the tobacco is not necessary. Normally when I do calls, I don't do tobacco, but once in a while they have me do it too. Support energetically the process. So I'm all about following the divine guidance when I'm facilitating a call. And as you could tell, I wasn't making anything happen. I just, when I do these events, I'm basically an empathic tour guide. The allies are running everything and making everything happen. I just sort of report it. Autumn says, thank you, Benjamin, and everyone who made this experience. That would be everybody who was on the call. So, along with Autumn, I extend my thanks to everybody who was here. We all co-created it together. The more, the merrier, for sure. Holly says, I still feel this amazing sensation of energy. I started to smile, cry during the sharing to the world. And thank you. I love you. And lots of cool little icons in there too. Thank you, Holly. Christine says, so thankful for all you offer. I love your invocations. Thank you, Christine. If anyone's not aware, I have a book out called Instant Divine Assistance. The subtitle is Your Complete Guide to Fast and Easy Spiritual Awakening, Healing, and More. So feel free to check that out on Amazon. Be sure to get the version by Benjamin Bernstein. There's a pirated copy up there too under a different author name, but get the original. It's got all the good stuff and it's way cheaper than the pirated copy too. So you can get that in paperback or hardback or Kindle, whatever you want. Anybody else have a question or comment? See, Holly says, thank you so much, Benjamin. I'll be back. Well, good, Holly. I'd love to see you back. Thanks so much for being here. All right, last call for questions or comments. So for members, this will be in the archive tomorrow. I usually put things up next day. And of course, we have between 2 and 4 events every single week here in Awakening Plus. So keep an eye on your inboxes, members. Get a weekly email that gives the coming week's events and also links to archives of the prior week's events. I also, every time I post one, I send out an email saying, oh, it's up now. You can check it out if you want. So members are posted on when the members-only events are. And by the way, the membership is very, very inexpensive. You can try it for a month for $1. And if you want to hang around, then it's usually $19 a month. But if that's more than you can do, just let me know. And you can get the scholarship rate of $9 a month for all that we offer. I deliberately price it really, really low because I want to really support a lot of people's healing and awakening. I'm more in it for the service than the money. All right. Any last questions or comments from anybody here? I guess that's it then. Thank you one and all for being here. So grateful. I love doing these events. It feels awesome to me. So big blessings to everybody. Jackie says, thank you. You're welcome, Jackie. Thanks for being here. And we'll call it good for tonight. Again, we do public events twice a month. If you're on my email list, then you'll get notices of those. And until next time, big blessings to everybody. Bye-bye.